Anjana Mataji, we can hardly hear you, but maybe a little closer because your voice is breaking a lot.
Hare Krishna Mataji.
Savitri Mataji, you can take over. Her voice is breaking.
All right. Okay. Yes. Thank you, Priti Vilasini. Thank you, everyone. Thank you for joining us. Please accept my humble obeisances. All goes to Srila Prabhupada. All goes to Guru Maharaj and all the Vaishnavas. We are going to read from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, chapter 25. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtham Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam. Bandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitamtam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamscha. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Deen Vandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Shiradha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Shiradhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishobhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Mancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vayevacha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namo Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila Chapter 25 Starting from the text number 120. Ovideo Sadhuno Bhuktiro Shuno Vicharo Sharbo Jano Desho Kalo Dasate Vyapti Jaro. Translation. Now, please hear from me about the process of devotional service, which is applicable in any country for any person at all times and in all circumstances. Purport. The cult of Bhagavata Dharma can be spread in all circumstances, among all people and in all countries. Many envious people accuse the Krishna consciousness movement of spoiling the rigidity of so-called Hinduism. That is not actually the fact. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu confirms that devotional service to the Lord, the cult of Bhagavata Dharma, which is now being spread as the Hare Krishna movement, can be spread in every country, to every person, in any condition of life, and in all circumstances. Bhagavata Dharma does not restrict pure devotees to the Hindu community. A pure devotee is above a brahmana, therefore it is not incompatible to offer the sacred thread to devotees in Europe, America, Australia, Japan, Canada, and so on. Sometimes these pure devotees who have been accepted by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are not allowed to enter certain temples in India. Also, some high caste brahmanas and goswamis refuse to take prasadam in the temples of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Actually, this is against the instruction of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Devotees can come from any country and they can belong to any creed or race. On the strength of this verse, those who are actually devotees and followers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu must accept devotees from all parts of the world as pure Vaishnavas. They should be accepted not artificially but factually. One should see how they are advanced in Krishna consciousness and how they are conducting deity worship, Sankirtana and Ratha Yatra. Considering all these points, the envious persons must henceforward refrain from their malicious atrocities. Beautiful purport. So in this section we are hearing the explanation of Chatushlaki Bhagavatam through three principles. What are those? Sambandha, Avideya, and Prayojana. As Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was requested by Prakashananda Saraswati, and he wanted to understand the principle of bhakti through the Brahma Sutra. Actually, Mahaprabhu already said that there's natural explanations of Brahma Sutra is Srimad Bhagavatam. Brahma Sutra is speaking nothing but about bhakti. And Srimad Bhagavatam also says about the bhakti. One very interesting point here in this chapter, in the text number 86, very wonderful, and it is relevant for us too. As Prakashananda Saraswati requested Mahaprabhu by holding his lotus feet to bestow this understanding or realization about what is bhakti and how to achieve bhakti or how to achieve the goal of life, prema. In the 86th translation is, henceforward I shall certainly develop devotional service unto your lotus feet. For this reason I have come to you and have fallen down at your lotus feet. Same thing, if we approach Mahaprabhu with utmost humility and fall down before him, means bow down at his lotus feet, surrender unto his lotus feet and beg for Krishna prema, definitely Mahaprabhu will bestow, because he is so merciful and he is determined to give us the love of Godhead. This love means special energy between devotee, soul and super soul, between devotee and the supreme soul, Krishna. Relationship between soul to soul is permanent. Relationship between soul to super soul or supreme soul is permanent, the eternal principle, right? Krishna prema is very special and is beyond any material or mundane conception we have. It's a gift from Krishna. This is the highest gift Supreme Lord can bestow to a living being. If we are very much simple in our heart, dealing in our, and approach Lord with humility, genuine desire then Mahaprabhu will bestow. And then Mahaprabhu explained, so explaining since that, you know, that request, since being requested by Prakashananda Saraswati, Mahaprabhu has been explaining, and we are also participating in hearing that. Mahaprabhu also directly speaking to us. And the element of understanding this Chatushloki Bhagavatam, Krishna existed before, now and will be. Means Krishna is eternal, this eternal principle, the element of the sense of realization should be there in our bhakti. For rendering pure devotional service, we must have. That's why Mahaprabhu is repeating these three points, principles, three aspects of devotional service, with sambandha gyan, avidya gyan, and prayojana gyan. The realizations must we have in order to perform pure devotional service. By the mercy of Krishna or Mahaprabhu, we can achieve that. Bhagavatam says, Krishna directly spoke these four key verses of Bhagavatam. Also, he blessed him with realization. He just said, be enlightened, be, you know, all the meanings, all the realization, be manifest in your heart. And Brahmaji was realized by the mercy of Krishna. Similarly, Prakashananda Saraswati and us, the fallen souls in Kali Yuga, also be enlightened and be blessed and be realized by the mercy of Mahaprabhu. So today's verse is continuation of that, how Sambuddha Gyan, he explained that Krishna is everything. Krishna said that we must perceive everything in relation to Krishna. Krishna is the center of all relationship. Everything is connected with Krishna. So, must see, whatever you see, must see the connection. First point, sambandha gyan. Whatever is we perceive or think that has no connection with Krishna, that is Maya. The person in Maya never sees the connection of this cosmos and living beings with Krishna. But the enlightened person, realized person, can be aware of this connection all the time. It's a spontaneous, natural awareness of this connection, of every element, everything with Krishna. In other words, Krishna is everything. Also Mahaprabhu said that point, right? That that some of them is I am everything. And we know the process of creation, right? Mahavishnu's from Mahavishnu's the pores of the hair, body hair, millions of universes are coming out as a seed, in small small you know, chit bij, means spiritual seed. Universes came out very small seed kind, then it grows, and within the universe so many planetary systems are there. So from Mahavishnu's body, all the creation is coming out, right? And through that glance, the living beings are put into this creation. So there's no such thing like, you know, in Krishna, that inside is different from outside. No. There's no difference between inside, outside of Krishna. At the time of annihilation, everything merges back into the body of Mahavishnu. So therefore, Krishna is everything. So this is sambandha gyan. Then avideya. So this element of perceiving everything in connection with Krishna is very important factor in performing bhakti. Mahaprabhu is stressing that. Ultimately, everything is spiritual. Foundation is spiritual because everything is coming from Krishna. If we do not see the connection, that means that is Maya, means I am in Maya. And if we see everything as in connection with Krishna, we get the full benefit of going back home, back to Godhead. That's the point. Now, this present verse, Mahaprabhu speaking about the process of devotional service. And this process of devotional service being eternal principle, which is applicable universally in any country, for any person, in all times and all circumstances. And practically we are observing that and we are experiencing that because the soul has connection with Krishna eternally. We have forgotten that, just we have to again renovate that connection, being situated in that platform. And the platform of connection is important. So Mahaprabhu in the purport said that, and whatever Mahaprabhu, Srila Prabhupada said, and it is fact, it is coming, coming true, coming to be true. Because eternal principle cannot be checked by any material situation. Religion may be different, but the eternal principle is not different. Hindu, religious processes may be different from Christian religious processes, or Buddha religious process is different from, Muslim religious process, maybe. But the devotional service, which is eternal principle unto the Supreme Lord, cannot be changed and cannot be checked by any situation, any impediments, nothing. Even animals also can be situated in spiritual platform. In many cases it happened. When we are going to discuss a little bit about Ramachandra's pastimes, we'll see Kak Bhushandi was in the body of a crow, Hanumanji, in the body of say monkey, but not exactly monkey. Okay, monkey devotee. So we are going to hear that it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter, and we'll see how wonderfully Lord Rama extended his friendship to Hanumanji. The friendship is so sweet, so wonderful. All right, so going to the next, we are going to hear about the process of devotional service from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So devotional service is universal, can be done anywhere, anytime, any place, under any circumstance. It doesn't matter whether it is coronavirus or situation or any situation, but can be done. At the last hour of death also can be done and should be done. If we remember Krishna, the last hour of death, what will happen? We'll be allowed to go back to the spiritual world. So it is unstoppable. 121. Dharmadi Vishaye Joiche Eichari Vicharo Sadhana Bhakti Eichari Vichare Roparo. As far as religious principles are concerned, there is a consideration of the person, the country, the time, and the circumstances. In devotional service, however, there are no such considerations. Devotional service is transcendental to all such considerations. Purport. When we are on the material platform, there are different types of religion. Hinduism, Christianity, Islam, Buddhism, and so on. These are instituted for a particular time, a particular country, or a particular person. Consequently, there are differences. Christian principles are different from Hindu principles, and Hindu principles are different from Muslim and Buddhist principles. These may be considered on the material platform, but when we come to the platform of transcendental devotional service, means on the level of soul, that's the point, on the platform of soul, because soul is neither Hindu, Muslim, or Christian, or Buddhist. Transcendental devotional service, there are no such considerations. The transcendental service to the Lord, sadhana bhakti, is above these principles. The world is anxious for religious unity, and that common platform can be achieved in transcendental devotional service. This is the verdict of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When one becomes a Vaishnava, he becomes transcendental to all these limited considerations. This is confirmed by Lord Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita 14:6. Mam cha yuva vicharena bhakti yogena sevate sagunam samatityaitan brahma bhuyaya kalpate. One who engages in full devotional service, unfailing in all circumstances, at once transcends the modes of material nature and thus comes to the level of Brahman. The devotional activities of the Krishna consciousness movement are completely transcendental to material considerations. As far as different faiths are concerned, religion may be different types, but on the spiritual platform, everyone has an equal right to execute devotional service. That is the platform of oneness and the basis for a classless society. In his Amrita Prabhaha Vashya, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur confirms that one has to learn from the bona fide spiritual master about religious principles, economic development, sense gratification, and ultimately liberation. These are the four divisions of regulated life, but they are on the material platform. On the spiritual platform, the four principles are jnana, vijnana, tad anga, and tad rahasya. Rules, regulations, and restrictions are on the material platform. But on the spiritual platform, one has to be equipped with transcendental knowledge, which is above the principles of religious rituals. So this element must be there when we perform pure devotional service. Means we must be equipped with transcendental knowledge. Means knowledge of the relationship of soul, individual soul, and the supreme soul. Relationship between jiva and the jagat. A relationship between jagat and Krishna. Very important. And Mahaprabhu said wonderfully, and Prabhupada also explaining beautifully. Mundane religious activity is known as smartha vidhi, but transcendental devotional service is called Goswami vidhi. Unfortunately, many so-called Goswamis are on the platform of smartha vidhi. Yet, they try to pass as Goswami vidhi, and thus the people are cheated. Goswami vidhi is strictly explained in Sanatan Goswami's Hari Bhakti Vilas, wherein it is stated, Yatha kanchanatam yati kamsyam rasa vidhanatah tatha diksha vidhanena dvijatvam jayate nrinam. By chemical manipulation, bell metal is turned into gold when touched by mercury. Similarly, when a person is properly initiated, he can acquire the qualities of a brahmana. The conclusion is that devotional service is open for everyone, regardless of caste, creed, time, and country. this Krishna consciousness movement is functioning according to this principle. Because it is eternal principle. Soul is eternal principle. Krishna is eternal principle. Our relationship with Krishna is eternal principle. The relationship existed even before the creation. So during the creation also this relationship exists, and after the annihilation of the creation, the relationship remain existing. So we should be very much fearless about this principle, enter into this principle and forget the material conception of life, which is temporary and miserable. If we are not entering to this principle by accepting and situating ourselves in that eternal principle, the truth cannot be realized. Because Mahaprabhu said, right, if we are not becoming Mayatita, if we do not come to the transcendental platform, that this truth cannot be realized. Certain qualification is required. Of course, surrendering ourselves is the first. The soul is surrendered. When he says surrender, means soul first, then body, mind, intelligence, all together, the whole package, you know, surrendered to Krishna. From now on, O Krishna, I am yours. I would not identify myself anything as connected with the matter. I am identifying from now on with you, myself, with you only. I am eternal, you are eternal. So, eternally, I am your servant, and eternally, you are my master. This principle, I am now accepting wholeheartedly. Jeev Krishna Dash, ei bishash korle to ar dukkho nai. Jeev Krishna Dash, ei bishash korle to ar dukkho nai. Radha Krishna, bol bol, bol re shabai. Radha Krishna, bol bol, bol re shabai. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is speaking. If we really realize this point, that my swarup is Krishna Das, so we would not have any type of miseries. Means coronavirus also would not give us any trouble. Body can be destroyed, yes, if we come in contact. That's why we should protect the body for achieving the goal. You know, within this lifetime, we can achieve the highest goal. So for that reason, we have to protect, not for other things. Internally we should disconnect ourselves from any material connection. Yes, we are in the home, we are doing everything. Internally, always be aware that I have only one connection, Krishna. That is eternal, cannot be disturbed by any situation. Even time, kala cannot break this connection. We are always under the clutches of kala, right? Kal, all devouring, kala purush. The relationship cannot be destroyed by even kala, time, eternal time. So these things, the sense of devotion, the sense of surrender to Krishna, the sense of being the instrument, the hand of Krishna, must be there in the bhakti process. And that makes our life so blissful, happy. And so Mahaprabhu is speaking this point again and again. It's universal. Maybe the ritualistic things in one religion is different from another religion, but the principle is never. Like in so many ways we understand, we are all human beings, are same feeling, same happiness, distress. Maybe apparently we dress differently, speak differently, our eating habit may be different, but our consciousness is not different. There's no difference between hunger of Indian person, American person, African person. Hunger is hunger. Experience of happiness, distress also same. Birth, death, same. So eternal principle is bhakti, Mahaprabhu speaking. And again, on the platform of transcendental realization, we can achieve this yoga or connection with Krishna. Platform, we have to come to the platform of transcendental realization. So, okay, 9 o'clock, a little bit. 1:22, Mahaprabhu speaking. Sarvadesho kalo dashay janero kurtubhyo guru pashe shei bhakti prashtubhyo shrutubhyo. It is therefore the duty of every man in every country, in every circumstance, and at all times to approach a bona fide spiritual master, question him about devotional service, and listen to him explain the process. So Mahaprabhu speaking about the avideya, vichara, means process of bhakti. Although we heard at great length when Mahaprabhu explained to Sanatana Goswami, also Mahaprabhu explained to Rupa Goswami in different places, to Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya. He was always establishing the supremacy of bhakti. Bhakti is the only path to connect ourselves with Krishna and achieve the goal. Bhakti leads us to the prema stage. We cannot skip this bhakti stage and desire prema all of a sudden. No. That sahajiyas are doing. They don't engage themselves in bhakti, but they are very bhavuk, very emotional. They think they have achieved success, you know. All loving emotion, you know, spontaneous love for Krishna, they have achieved. No. It is not. Those are all material. Because without going through avidya, sambandha jnana, avidya, and avidya tattva process, how can we achieve prema? So we are not sahajiyas, we are Vaishnavas. And there's no difference between bhakti and our lives. Life itself is bhakti, made of bhakti. A Vaishnava's life. There's no difference between internal life and external life for a pure devotee. Because internally he sees Krishna within him. Externally also he sees Krishna outside. Ito Narsingha Paroto Narsingha. He is constantly aware of Krishna's presence, internally, externally, everywhere, in atom, every atom. He perceives this cosmos as another form of Krishna. He perceives Krishna's presence solidly, factually everywhere. So he is situated in his own sarup also, as a servant of Krishna. There is no difference between being servant in the spiritual world and being servant in the material world. No, in a pure state. In the transcendental state, a devotee is situated in the transcendental, means beyond these material modes. So a devotee, whether he is in the spiritual world or in the material world, there's no difference between his rendering service. He's always rendering pure service to Lord, perceiving Krishna every moment, internally, externally. This element of sense of presence of Krishna internally and externally is also very important element in performing pure devotional service. Premanjana charita bhakti vilochanena santa sadaiva hidayeshu bilokayanti. Yam shyama sundaram achinta guna swarupam govindam adi purusham tamaham bhajami. So, as I have been requested to speak, as I have been requested to speak on some, you know, on Lord Ramachandra, because Ram Navami is coming up on 2nd April, Ram Navami, so we Gaudiya Vaishnavas also observe Ram Navami and Nisinga Chaturdashi, as Krishna Janmashtami also we observe. Lord Rama is Krishna himself. Lord Rama is not a plenary portion of Krishna. He is Krishna. Nisingadeva also, he is Krishna. As we know, Krishna has expanded himself so many. First expansion is Balram, then quadruple expansion. Krishna's quadruple expansion, we know, Vasudev, Sankarshan, Pradyumna, Aniruddha. Wherever Krishna is, these four aspects of Krishna is always there. And Lord Rama appeared in all four quadruple expansions, Vasudev, Pradyumna, Aniruddha and Sankarshana. Lakshmana is Sankarshana. So from Bhagavad Gita we know janma karma cha me divyam evam yo vyakti tattvataha taktva deham punar janma naiti mamiti sorjuna. My appearance and activities are all transcendental. If we understand this in tattva perfectly, then when we give up the body, knowing the full tattva about Krishna's transcendental appearance and his activities, that makes us eligible for going back to Godhead. Because eternal principle, again the same eternal principle, we understand by understanding Lord Rama or Krishna, we understand ourselves too as our eternal existence as the servant of Krishna or Lord Ramachandra. So Lord Rama also known as Purushottama, Maryada Purushottama, Supreme Personality of Godhead. Maryada, he appeared to teach the human being about the duties and etiquettes and religious principle. He appeared as a prince, you know, Rajkumar of Lord Dasharatha, as we know, in Ayodhya, in Treta Yuga. So we heard Ramayana since our childhood. In Srimad Bhagavatam also, in 9th canto, we hear about activities of Lord Ramachandra. Beautiful, his appearance and his activities. Before entering 10th canto, we must hear about Lord Ramachandra's pastimes. When we hear Lord Ramachandra's pastimes, we become eligible to understand Lila Purushottam Shri Krishna. Same Lord appeared in Treta Yuga and again Dwapar Yuga to perform wonderful pastimes to attract the minds of all conditioned souls. So we heard our Ramayana, you know, pastimes from different sources like Valmiki Ramayana or translated Ramayana in Bengali. Also, I heard the what is called the name Kashiram, no, Kashandashkar, no, Kirtivas Ojha. Kirtivas Ojha wrote the Ramayana. We had Raman book in our home, also Mahabharat. And when we were growing up, there's no TV, internet, phone. Those things were not existing. So we heard, you know, live, you know, narrations from different people. And we learned from that. And our school also, we studied some portion of Ramayana. I remember in second grade, first time we heard in our school curriculum, one portion of Ramayana was there in our second grade, and very interesting. In India, before, the kids were exposed to Ramayana and Mahabharata. Nowadays, the children do not know even the names and about the personalities much. They all dismiss it as mythology or just stories. Therefore, their character is not being built. But it is very important to hear regularly from Ramayana for the children to build the character, honesty, integrity. These things are very important, and devotion in their lives. Nowadays, everyone is just I don't know how to describe godlessness, nothing but godlessness. But today, I'll discuss a few points that in whole Raman stories, narrations, it's not stories, itihas, narrations, some parts are very, very, means I meditate on those parts and very, very important for me. Like in, we know that in Ramayana there are seven chapters are there. So one chapter is Sundarkanda, where the Hanuman and Lord Rama first time met with each other, Sundarkanda. And that part I love most, because devotees are always hankering to associate with the Supreme Lord. And Hanuman is the eternal servant of Lord. His life was just life of service to Lord Krishna, Lord Rama. And he was hankering when that auspicious time would arrive that I would meet with my Lord of my heart, Lord Rama. So that portion moves my heart so much when I remember the first meeting of Hanuman with Lord Rama. That is the very deep, you know, significance for me in my life. Whenever I think about Hanuman, and in ISKCON, so many temples, in so many temples, Lord Rama's deities are being worshipped. And I first see Hanumanji as a Ram Bhakta or servant of Lord Ram. He is the Ramanuragi or Ramdas. So first I see Lord, you know, Hanuman and his devotion at the lotus feet of Lord Ram, his service to Lord Ram. And he was always ready to do service to Lord Ram, Ram Kaj. You know, whatever things was needed for, you know, for Lord Rama, he was immediately ready to perform that service. And second is when Lord Ramachandra and the monkey soldiers together came to the ocean, on the, you know, shore of the ocean, and they saw Lanka, the 800 yojana away, and they were thinking how to cross the ocean to reach Sri Lanka to liberate Mother Sita from captivity of Lord, captivity of Ravana. So Lord Rama needed help to build the stone bridge over the ocean to reach Sri Lanka. That also moves my heart so much. Supreme Lord is capable of doing anything by just mere by His willing, design. But He allowed all the monkey soldiers to perform service, render service, to express their love for Rama, and Rama also could express his affection for all the devotees. So they started to build the bridge. Hanuman, being the greatest powerful personality, he was doing the greatest service. But at the time, one small squirrel or chipmunk, even the spiders, they also joined, to perform their service to, in order to help to build the bridge. And one Hanuman saw his small chipmunk or squirrel, carrying simple, small amount of sand and throwing in the ocean. So he laughed at it. Oh, you small creature, how much help you can do? Just, go away. We don't need your help. But Lord Rama noticed that. He called upon Hanuman and said very wonderful lesson. Hanuman, as you are trying your best to serve me by building the bridge, the small creature, the small living being, the squirrel, also trying its best. The squirrel has employed his whole capacity to help or to perform his 100% service to me. In my eyes, both of you are equal. Don't be so puffed up. Actually, I don't need any service from anyone. By just merely willing, I can make the bridge. But I have given this chance so we can enjoy each other's company or association. And Lord Rama also said, as before, I was begging a way from the king of Samudra, Samudra Raja. And when Samudra Raja did not appear before me, I was so angry. By my anger, I could have dried the whole ocean. So do you think I need anyone's help to build the bridge? So by hearing that point, Hanuman gave up his false ego and fell at the lotus feet of Lord Ramachandra and begged forgiveness. So this is also a great lesson for us. We may think I'm a big devotee, I'm doing great, no one is equal to me. Actually, everyone is trying their best level best. As we are progressing in our devotional service, devotional life, we are allowed to have more and more capacity to perform bhakti by Lord's mercy. It's not material. It's totally spiritual or transcendental. Another point also, I love to meditate. As we know, Ravana's military power was very sophisticated, state of the art, very fine weaponry he had. And Lord Rama's soldiers, the monkey soldiers, what did they have for weapon, as weapon, like club, or big trees, or big boulders. When there was a battle between the soldiers of Ravana and soldiers of Lord Rama, so warriors were very much worried about the outcome, you know, against those sophisticated missiles and firearms. Only monkeys were carrying, you know, big trees and boulders. But Lord Rama was victorious. Here also we get great lessons, you know. Material power is nothing. Material power is nothing against the transcendental power. When we attach ourselves to the Supreme Lord, Yatra Yogeshwara Krishna, when we surrender ourselves to Lord Supreme Lord, Lord Rama, means we are attaching ourselves to Krishna, then Krishna's transcendental power works through us. So an ordinary devotee can be very powerful, transcendentally. An ordinary weapon can be the greatest missile, you know, because the power is not material, it's spiritual behind it, or transcendental. So transcendental power is a real power. This potency should be used, or must be used for the service of the Lord. That's why Krishna gives us that transcendental power. The Hanumanji, all the monkeys were transcendentally powerful, because they were all associating with Lord under His shelter. They were fighting. Yatra Yogeshwara Krishna, Yatra Partha Dhanurdhara, Tatra Sri Vijayar Bhuti, Jivani Tinimati Mama. So we should not think that we are weak. Yes, materially ourselves, on our own, we are powerless. But by the power of Krishna, we can achieve wonderful things. Unbelievable things we can achieve. And at the end of life, we can go back home, back to Godhead. This is the most wonderful thing in every devotee's life. One may notice or may not notice. Krishna notices, or Lord Rama notices. So this point also I love to meditate. Another is, you know, Lord Rama's Abhayadan. Lord Rama is the ocean of mercy. Lord Rama gave Ravana many, many chances to surrender unto him. And he said, if Ravana comes before me and surrenders himself to me, then I'll forgive. I would not kill him. I will give him protection. If he says once that, O Lord Rama, I am yours, then it is my vow to protect that person. So against the coronavirus or any, you know, material you know, problems, if we stick to the lotus feet of Lord Krishna, then we are fearless. You know, that verse I love in Chaitanya Charitamrita, you know, when Mahaprabhu was instructing Sanatana Goswami, he mentioned this point, right? He said, Krishna tomar ho jodi bole akbar, maya bandho hoite Krishna tare kore par. If one just says once, O Krishna, I am yours. From now on, I am yours. My body, my mind, soul, heart, words, senses, everything is yours. And whatever you like, you can do with me. I don't have any right over me. It is your right over me. When you surrender wholeheartedly, then Krishna takes full charge of us, gives full protection and avayam, fearlessness, which we need. Because material life means fearful life. And the verse is very beautiful. It is in the Ramayana. Sakrit eva prapanno yastava yastava smiti yachate avayam sarvada tasmai dadami tad bratam mama sakrideva prapanno yastabasmiti yachate avayam sarvada tasmai dadami tad bratam mama. That is Lord Rama's Brata vow, great vow. And we know whatever Lord Rama vowed in his life, he fulfilled. Because he is Supreme Lord, he is able to do that. So, if we want the fearlessness, we must surrender ourselves completely to Lord. And after that, we should not think anything, means worry. If we worry after surrendering ourselves, that means I have not surrendered yet. What is the result of, practicing Krishna consciousness? First thing is first, we achieve fearlessness. We become worry-free. We become anxiety-free. Just like a child is completely free from worry, fear, when the child is under mother's care. So these, points I love to meditate from Sri Ramayana. Also, last part, I came across, I think many of you know about Nama Ramayana, about, the whole Ramayana we can remember in the following hymns. In Bengali, Bhaktivinoda Thakur also wrote 100 names of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Beautiful, I sing every day, where all the names are related with the pastimes of Mahaprabhu and his qualities. So whole Chaitanya Charitamrita you can remember, and his pastimes. It's so wonderful. And Narottam Das Thakur also, in Bengali, he wrote Shri Krishna Ashtottara Shatanam, means 108 names of Krishna. That one also. And the different names of Krishna, which is related with his activities or pastimes and or qualities. So that is also wonderful. And Bengalis also chant regularly about different names of Krishna. In relation to Radharani, in relation to the cowherd boys, Nanda Maharaj, and Mother Yashoda, and the gopis, all the devotees, different names have been given to Krishna. So you can remember Krishna's different qualities, pastimes, name, fame, everything. So I'm sure many of you know that Nama Ramayana is a condensation of all the cantos of Ramayana. It basically is a hymn in praise of Lord Rama, which in turn illustrates the qualities of Lord Rama by citing various incidents from the Ramayana. It was composed by Lakshmanacharya, a Sri Vaishnavite devotee of Lord Rama. So it goes that like that. There are six khandas are there, Bal Khanda, then Ayodhya Khandam, then it comes Aranya Khandam, Kishkindha Khandam, like that, Sundar Khandam. So I'm just reading the names and translation. Means in this way we can glorify Lord Ram. Shuddha Brahma Parapara Ram Kalatmaka Parameshwara Ram Sheshatalpa Sukha Nitrita Ram Brahmadhyamara Prathita Ram Chanda Kiranakula Mandana Ram Srimad Dasharata Nandana Ram Kausalya Sukha Bardhana Ram Vishwamitra Priyadhana Ram Ghorataadaka Ghataka Ram Marichadi Nipataka Ram Kaushika Makha Sangrakshaka Ram Srimad Ahulya Uddharaka Ram Gautamuni Gautam Muni Sampujita Ram Surumani Baragana Sangstuta Ram Nabika Dhabika Midupada Ram Mithila Purajana Mohaka Ram Vidaha Manas Ranjaka Ram Trayambaka Karmukha Bhanjaka Ram Sitarpita Barmalika Ram Kritavaivahika Kautuka Ram Bhargava दर्प विनाशक राम श्रीमद अयोध्या पालक राम. मीनिंग इज रामा द एसेंस ऑफ ब्रह्मन, पर ब्रह्मन रामा द एसेंस ऑफ द डिस्ट्रॉयर, रामा हु स्लीप्स ऑन द शेष नाग, रामा हु इज प्रेड टू बाय ब्रह्मा एंड अदर देवतास डेमिगॉड्स, रामा हु वाज बोर्न इन सन्स डायनेस्टी सूर्यवंश, रामा हु वाज अ सोर्स ऑफ जॉय टू दशरथ, रामा हु मेड लाइफ कौशल्या वेरी हैप्पी, रामा हु वाज मोस्ट डियर ट्रेजर टू विश्वामित्र, रामा हु किल्ड उग्रस ताड़का इन द डीप फॉरेस्ट, रामा हु ड्रोव अवे मारीचा एंड हिज ब्रदर सुबाहु, रामा हु सेव्ड द यज्ञ ऑर्गेनाइज्ड बाय विश्वामित्र मुनि कौशिका, रामा हु हेल्प्ड अहिल्या टू रिगेन फॉर्म, रामा हु ग्रेटली ऑनर्ड बाय सेज गौतमा, रामा हु वाज प्रेज्ड बाय गॉड्स डेमिगॉड्स एंड ग्रेट सेजेस, रामा हु जेंटल हुज जेंटल फीट वर वॉश्ड बाय द बोटमैन, रामा हु एन्चेंटेड द पीपल ऑफ मिथिला, रामा हु एन्चेंटेड द ऑनर ऑफ किंग जनक विदेहा, रामा हु ब्रोक द बाउ ऑफ लॉर्ड शिवा, रामा हु वाज गार्लैंडेड बाय प्रिंसेस सीता ड्यूरिंग हर ब्राइडग्रूम सिलेक्शन स्वयंवरा, रामा हु मेड फेस्टिव अरेंजमेंट्स फॉर हिज मैरिंग सीता देवी, रामा हु डिस्ट्रॉयड द ईगो ऑफ परशुराम Bhargava, Rama who took care of the people of Ayodhya, then Ayodhya Kanda. Aganita Gunagana Bhushita Ram, Avanitanaya Kamita Ram, Raka Chandra Samanana Ram, Pitri Vakya Shrita Kanana Ram, Priya Guha Binivedita Padaram, Ta Lakshita Nija Midupada Ram, भारद्वाज मुखानानक राम, चित्रकुटाद्री निकेतन राम, दशरथ संतत चिंतित राम, कैकेयी तनयार्पित राम, विरचित निज पितृकर्मक राम, भरतार्पित निज पादुक राम, राम हु इज फुल ऑफ इन्यूमरेबल वर्च्यूज, राम हु इज डिजायर्ड बाय सीता द डॉटर ऑफ अर्थ, Rama whose face is like the full moon, Rama who obeyed the words of his father and went to the forest, Rama who was served by his dear Guha, Rama whose feet was washed by Guha, Rama who made the face of sage Bharadwaj glory with joy, Rama who lived in Chitrakoot mountain, Rama who continually thought of his father King Dasharatha during his exile, Rama who was requested to return back by Bharata, the son of Kaikeyi, Rama who performed the last rites of his father, Rama who gave his sandals to Bharata. Then Aranyakandam. Dandak Banajana Pavana Ram Dushta Viragha विराध विनाशन राम, शरभंग सुतीक्षणार्चित राम, अगस्त्यानुग्रह वर्धित राम, गुणाधिप संसेवित राम, पंचवटी तट सुस्थित राम, सुरपनखार्थी विधायक राम, खरदूषण मुख सूदक राम, सीता प्रिय हरिनानुग राम, मारी चार्ती कृता शुग राम, विनष्ट शीतान्वेषक राम, गृहाधिप गतिदायक राम, शबरी दत्त फलाशन राम, कवंद बाहुच्छेदन राम, रामा हु प्यूरिफाइड दंडक फॉरेस्ट बाय क्लियरिंग इट ऑफ इट्स डीमंस, रामा हु किल्ड द विकेट डीमन विराध, रामा हु वाज वर्शिप्ड बाय सेज Sharabhanga and sage Sutekshana, Rama who was blessed by sage Agastya, Rama who was honored by Jatayu, king of vultures, Rama who lived in Panchavati at the river bank, Rama who enjoyed enjoined, who enjoined the pain of Surpanakha for her wicked intentions. Rama, who killed Khara and Dushana. Rama, who went after the deer wanted by Sita, Swarnamriga. Rama, who caused pain to Maricha for his wrong deed. Rama, who searched for the lost Sita earnestly. Rama, who gave liberation to the king of vultures, Jatayu. Rama, who ate the fruits given by Shabari. Rama, who cut the hands of Kavandha. Kishkinda Kandyam, Hanumat Sevita Nijapada Ram, Natasu Griva Bhishtada Ram, Garvita Bali Sangharak Ram, Banara Duta Preshaka Ram, Hitakara Lakshmana Sangyuta Ram. Rama, whose feet were served by Hanuman. Rama, who granted the wish Sugriva, who had bowed to him. Rama, who killed the proud Vali. Rama, who sent a monkey as a messenger to Ravana. Rama, who was always united with Lakshmana, who served him earnestly. Sundarakandam. Kapivara Santata Samsmita Ram, Tadgati Bigna Dhvangsvaka Ram, Sita Pranadharak Ram, Dushta Dashanana Dushita Ram, Shishta Hanumad Dushita Ram, Bhushita Ram, sorry, Shishta Hanumad Bhushita Ram, Sita Bidita Kakavan Ram, Krita Churamani Darshan Ram, Kapivara Vachuna Shashita Ram. Rama, who was continually remembered by the greatest of the Banaras, Hanuman. Rama, who removed all obstacles from Hanuman's path. Rama, who is the support of life of Sita. Rama, who despised the evil Ravana. Rama, who adorns the eminent Hanuman with praises. Rama, who heard the Kakasura incident, which took place in the forest from Hanuman to, as told to Hanuman by Devi Sita. Rama, who saw the Churamani of Sita brought by Hanuman. Rama, who was confronted by the words of Hanuman. Yuddhakandam. Ravana Nidhana Prasthita Ram, Banara Sainya Samabhita Ram, Shoshita Sharadi Sharthita Ram, Bibhishanabha Avaya Dayaka Ram, Parvata Setu Nivandaka Ram, Kumbha Karna Shirachedaka Ram, Rakshasa Sangha Vimarthaka Ram, Ahimahi Ravana Racharana Ram, Sanghita Dasamukha Ravana Ram, Vidirbhava Mukha Sura Sangstuta Ram, Swastita Dasharata Dikshita Ram, Sita Darshana Mohita Ram, Avishikta Vibhishana Nata Ram, Punyaka Yana Rohita Ram, Pushpaka Yana Rohita Ram, Bharadvaja Diniveshana Ram, Bharat Prana Priyakara Ram, Saket Puribhushana Ram, Sakala Sviya Samasana Ram, Sakala Sviya Samanas Ram, Ratna Lasat Pithastita Ram, Patta Bhishika Kalankrita Ram, Parthiva Kala Sammanita Ram, Vibhishana Archita Taskara Ram, Kishakulanu Grahakara Ram, Sakala Jiva Sangrakshaka Ram, Samastaloka Dharaka Ram. Rama, who set out to destroy Ravan. Rama, who was surrounded by the army of monkeys. Rama, who requested the king of ocean to give away and subsequently threatened to dry him. Rama, who gave protection to Vibhishana. Rama, who built the bridge across the sea by binding rocks. Rama, who cut off the head of Kumbhakarna. Rama, who destroyed the army of Asura. Rama, who through Hanuman destroyed Mahiravana, who had trapped him in the netherworld. Rama, who slew the ten-faced Ravana in battle. Rama, who as praised by Brahma, Shiva and other demigods, Rama, whose divine deeds were seen by Dasharath from the heavens, Rama, who was delighted on seeing Sita after the battle, Rama, who coronated Vibhishana and was reverentially saluted by him, Rama, who ascended the Pushpaka Biman for returning the Ayodhya. So, yeah, it's like that, it goes on, and not much is left. But in this way, it's so beautiful. I know many of you know that, you know. So at the end, Rama was able to kill Ravana, destroyed his whole dynasty, and then came back to Ayodhya and became again, took up the kingdom again, coronated as the Lord Rama. If we want to live in Ram Rajya, kingdom of God, then we have to accept Rama as our master, right? So thank you so much. Thank you very much. Sorry I took long time. I could not finish, but yet it was nice, you know, written by one Acharya. Well, just like our Acharyas are helping to remember the past tense of Supreme Lord, okay? So thank you, everyone. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Savitri Mataji. Thank you for very, very beautiful class and very nice meditation, Mataji. Thank you so much for being able to meditate and quality for your mom. Thank you so much, Mataji. Which verse exactly did you stop? Sorry, I didn't answer.
122.
Okay.
Finished.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. All right. We are already late. So if there's nothing to discuss or then we can end the class, right?
Hare Krishna, Savitri, H. Savitri Mataji, Koti Koti. How nice you meditating the class at the half of an excellent so what to want. Like when we come to home and be complaining about the family and then on one side and excellent Rama and Ram.
Thank you, Mataji. I didn't hear anything, although sound was breaking anyway. Thank you again. Thank you so much. Thank you. Koti Koti Pranam to you too.
Mataji, can you hear me?
And now I can hear you.
Hare Krishna. Yeah, it was just one thing. You know, I think you said that Lord Rama is not Krishna's plenary expansion, right?
No, he is Krishna.
Uh-huh. And so, I know you helped me with this before, but I've forgotten the answer. The reason that, you know, like in Gita, right, we are told that we should not, you know, focus on those Ramchandra deities. But even in this class you were saying that we need to study Lord Ram in order before, you know, like worshiping Krishna or something like that. I'm just trying
to Yeah, understanding. Mm-hmm. Now, not to deviate, it's not, you know. You know, the worshippers of Lord Rama, they reach Ayodhya. Eternal abode is there. So in the spiritual sky they can go. And there is also you know, Vaikuntha planet, Lord Rama is eternally lives there and performs pastimes. Ayodhya Dham. Golok Dham is Krishna's Dham, but in the spiritual sky, so many spiritual planets are there. The devotees of, you know, they develop so many rasas, rasas to Supreme Lord, they reach their respective abodes. The worshipful lords, yes. Mm-hmm. It means There's no, you know, superior, inferior over here. It's about all rasa. And Krishna Golok Dham, where Krishna lives, this is a special gift from Mahaprabhu that one can reach Golok Dham. That facility has been given by Mahaprabhu. The spiritual sky is open for everyone, like worshippers of Lakshmi Narayan goes to Vaikuntha. Ayodhya Dham is also one Dham, Vaikuntha.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I'm hearing you.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I didn't know if I put myself on mute. So, it, like you said, it's not that Lord Ram is lesser, why Prabhupada is asking us not to, like, how would you put it? He's not asking, he's asking us not to do what?
Now, your question was that in Gita said we do not deviate. What you, that was your point, right?
Okay, deviate. So that's the word. So deviate means that we should
deviate our attention. Our attention from Krishna, Shyam Sundar, to another form of Krishna, I mean another, you know, yeah, expansion of Krishna, or another form of Krishna. It's all about rasa. So, yeah, we get the full benefit, you know, with
okay,
Lord
so
Ram.
What we're supposed to do is try to study his pastimes, but not aspire for to be Ram Bhaktas. Is that the idea?
We are Ram Bhakta. We are Ram Bhakta. Krishna Bhakta is always Ram Bhakta too. Different form of Krishna. We always worship Krishna, and we see Krishna in Ram, Lord Rama. We see Krishna in Nisanadev. We see our worshipful Lord everywhere, in every atom.
So then what is the difference in our
outside
attitude toward Krishna and Lord Ram?
No difference. It's no difference. One person may be attracted to Ramarupa, Ram Leelas. That's it. In Chaitanya Leelas, we are seeing that, right? Many devotees are, you know, Lord Rama is there, Lord Nisingadev, they are. And Mahaprabhu accepted them. Mahaprabhu said, chant Hare Krishna and worship Lord Rama. Chant Hare Krishna, worship Nisimadev. No problem.
So then deviate means what then?
Deviate means our attention, means form. In the beginning it should be like that, you know. When our rasa or our formation of bhakti is fixed, then you see your Krishna is everywhere. In every atom, everything. He is Purna Brahma, everything together is Krishna. It's about rasa. I don't see, or no one can see any difference, even Mahaprabhu. Murari Gupta is one of them, right? It's just nearby Janmasthan, it's not that far. Murari Gupta means Chaitanya Math. Here also Ayodhya there, you know, when Lord Rama came in Navadvip, he revealed to Mother Sita that in Kali Yuga I would come as Gauranga and there will be separation between you and me. I'll take sannyas and leave you home. As in this life I'll worship your deity form, Sita Devi. So in Kali Yuga you will worship my deity form, that is Dhameshwar. Gauranga, you know, same deity is being worshipped here in Navadvip, which was worshipped by Vishnupriya. Same Lord Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Rama, and Nisingadev. It's a matter of rasa. When our bhakti is mature, because we are trying to understand everything with material conception. That is the problem, actually. As Mahaprabhu mentioned, when you come to the transcendental position, then you understand all the details. Before that, you try to fix your bhakti. Nishtha stage, you come completely fixed up in bhakti, in transcendental. It doesn't matter what happens in my life, my bhakti will not be less but more fixed. There's no question of being disturbed. Soul is not disturbed, nothing is happening to the soul. My relationship, nothing. Nothing is happening. We may think, oh, when I hear the bad news, my mind is disturbed, I cannot do. It is still immature statement, not yet fixed up, means nishtha stage. That's why so many precautions are there, anyway.
Okay,
and
so
it is important to hear about Rama, Ramayan, very important, yes. He killed so many demons.
When you say it's a matter of rasa, you know, is it that Srila Prabhupada wanted us to aspire for the rasa of Lord Chaitanya, which is Gopi Bhav? He didn't want us to...
Not yet Gopi Bhav, yet. I don't know where from, means in purport of Bhagavad Gita you are saying?
No. When you say that, I'm asking you about what you said now, you know, that, you know, it's a matter of rasa. You know?
I'm saying, because, yeah, you started that question like that, right? Prabhupada said not to think of other form of Krishna. Other form of Krishna, just Krishna, you said, right? Yeah, means you, when you say that, what should we do? Just hear pastimes and not to think like that or something. So I said, no.
I'm just trying to understand this word. What does he mean, actually?
Okay, yeah. That means my attention, my heart is given to Krishna. Now, in Lord Rama, I see Krishna. Sita Devi, I see Radha. Like that. Hanuman is the devotee. Like that, you see that. Your rasa is intact. Right now, rasa is not fixed yet. It's not yet fixed. Dasya rasa should be very permanently established with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu reveals everything. So Dasya Rasa develops in so many ways and it gets finer, and more, you know, nectarian and stable. What I said, Rasa means with Krishna we have relationship. So one type of relationship, it is not that worshippers of Rama is inferior, worshippers of Krishna is superior. It's not. It's a matter of rasa. Rasa means sambandha. I have established my sambandha with Lord Rama. I am servant. With Lord Rama, only servitorship and also friendship. Only like with Hanuman, we see. Yeah, Dasya and Sakya is rare. Lord Rama used to embrace Hanuman, and he would call him also sometimes, my friend, friendship. Out of gratitude, he would embrace, you know, Hanuman, little friendship, because Lord Rama was hankering that friendship. So in Krishna avatar, he fulfilled everything, and in Dandakarana, right? He gave the indication to the rishis, Muni rishis, who were desiring to become young, beautiful girls, means gopis, to join in his pastimes in conjugal rasa. Lord Rama says, "No, not this avatar. I have taken great vow that I'll have only one wife. So when I'll come in Dwapara as Krishna, then I'll fulfill all your desires." So one group of gopis came from that rishi group. Different groups of gopis. Okay. Sambandha. As you know, Anupam also could not take his head away from the lotus feet of Lord Ram and could not think of Krishna. Once, you know, Mahaprabhu was saying, Just chant Krishna, think about Krishna, worship Krishna, surrender unto Krishna. So whole night he tried, you know, Anupam, it means Sanatan Goswami's brother, Rupa Goswami's brother. He was staunch devotee of Lord Rama. So whole night he could not sleep. He was having that trouble to, you know, take out the head from the lotus feet of Lord Rama, place to Krishna, because his heart was given to Lord Rama. The next day Mahaprabhu, when heard, he told Mahaprabhu, Lord, please forgive me, I couldn't do it. You can kill me, but I cannot do it. Or I may die, but I cannot do it. That was the point. I may die, but I cannot do it. Then Mahaprabhu praised him. Your bhakti should be like that, completely fixed up. No matter how much, you know, there is a chance to go away from Krishna's lotus feet, I would not go. This is my eternal relationship. I have eternally surrendered myself to Krishna. There is no question of taking, you know, my head away from the lotus feet of Krishna, Radha Krishna, and put my head on some other form. Means,
yeah.
In other words, he was the worshipper of Rama, he was the devotee of Rama, so he loved to see Rama everywhere. And that's beautiful. Beautiful bhajan is also there. Ram naam ki mahima bhari. Ram mahi hai srishti sari. Ram naam ki mahima means the glories of the Lord Rama's name is so inconceivable. Then I see, when I chant Rama's name, I perceive Rama mahi hai srishti sari. The whole cosmos is filled with Lord Rama. I can see Lord Rama's presence, and that is the result of chanting Hare Krishna mantra also. To perceive Krishna's presence everywhere, all around. The existence is Krishna. The embodiment of principle of existence is Krishna. Embodiment of principle of existence is Krishna. And Krishna is never, think that anything is separate from me. He sees everything in him. That is Purnam. All together is Krishna. We are separatist. We see, no, this is Krishna, that is Maya, this is material, that is spiritual. We divide. In the preliminary stage it is, but Krishna's, from Krishna's viewpoint, he is Krishna. Everything, the whole tree is tree. Everything is Krishna. So Ram Nam, when I chant, or Krishna name we chant, and also Hare Krishna mantra, there's Ram Nam. We say Krishna, whole creation, cosmos is filled with Krishna, internally or externally, inside, outside, everywhere.
But Hanuman, he would see Ram everywhere.
Yeah.
It's the same person, but he would see Ram everywhere.
Yeah, it is the bhajan, beautiful bhajan is there, like that. Ram mahi srishti sari.
So when in the Gita is Prabhupada say that we shouldn't do like Hanuman, instead of seeing Ram everywhere, we should see Krishna everywhere.
Yeah, I don't remember this way that he explained. He said when we are reading Gita, who is the speaker? Krishna. Immediately you see Krishna, isn't it?
Yeah.
At the battlefield, Krishna sitting on the chariot and speaking Gita. So Krishna will be in your vision. So that was the point, you know. And Mahaprabhu also said, right, one Gita reciter was crying, and he could not read Gita because he was illiterate. But he saw Krishna in the chariot and Arjuna. He saw Krishna as a chariot driver, and he was overwhelmed by perceiving Lord's mercy, taking up that low position for the devotee. He was so overwhelmed, he would cry only by holding the Gita. Mahaprabhu then praised him. Your Gita reading is perfect. your life is successful because you're seeing Krishna. And that's the point. All right. Okay.
Well, I think I know for now it's too late.
All right. As you know, I'm just a little person. I don't know much. Whatever I speak from heart. I don't know anything much, you know, better than this. I'm really very, very little insignificant person. Very insignificant person, bhakti maybe inside, I don't know.
Well, you've tried very hard with me.
thank you so much. Thank you, everyone. I think we should end the class. Thank you. Okay. Sabhacha. Lipatarubhyasya kripa sindhuvayivaja patitanam pavanivyo vaishnavibhyo nama nama. Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Gaur Premanandi. Hari Hari Bol, Hare Krishna.
Savitri Mataji.
Good night.